You're listening to Real Estate with Kevin Turner on News Talk 4BC.
Good morning and welcome. Nice to be back with you. It's 8 past 8 as we head into a beautiful weekend in Brisbane City, and we're going to talk real estate today between 8 and 9. And we do that every Saturday and Sunday morning for Calypso Bay Premier Waterfront Land, now only $425,000 or from that. Visit calypsobay.com.au from $425,000 premier waterfront land. And also Velocity Property, now selling boutique, high-end, sophisticated apartments in Auchenflower. Visit velocitypropertygroup.com.au. Tell you a lot more about them over the next couple of weeks as well. I've got a special invitation for you too a little bit later in the show. 9 past 8, my special guest this morning is Michael Sloan, and I'd just like to introduce Michael to you. He's a co-founder and managing director of The Successful Investor, and that's why we're talking to him. He's also the author of a book called The Formula to Successful Property Investing, and because he's such a generous guy, he's given us a half a dozen copies to give away today, which we'll do during the show. He's a qualified financial planner, a mortgage broker, investment property advisor, and external property advisor to NAB. And you can read a lot of his blogs, of course, on the NAB site. We'll talk about that as well. The Successful Investor helps everyday Australians create wealth through well-planned property investment strategies. Michael presents at property forums and workshops Australia-wide, teaching people about his formula to successful property investment, designed to take the risk away from investing, as well as increasing your property investment knowledge. The formula will help you understand how to invest safely using property as the vehicle to create your own financial future. He believes property investing is more achievable than most people think. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
How was that for an introduction?
That was fantastic.
Well, you wrote it. So it's
well, someone did.
No, it's wonderful to have you here too, Michael, and great to be talking to you about this book. Now, you and I chatted about this a couple of weeks ago.
We did.
And at that time, and I scanned it because I was away in the Philippines all week, and I had a good opportunity to go through it. It's full of so much fantastic information.
Oh, thank you.
I'm interested to note here too that you've been doing this for, well, you spent 25 years as a painter and decorator, then you had a change around about age 40, which must have been, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, right. I wish. Yeah, it was a bit of a life change.
And you got into property investing. Now, there's so many things I want to talk to you about, but first of all, I want to ask that question again. Is there one formula that helps everyone become successful?
That's a really good question, and the answer is, well, no. And that's what the book's about. It's about creating your own formula. When you listen to any property expert or anyone who holds themselves out as a property expert, really all you're getting is a series of opinions. And that's what you've got to understand, that there's no one way to invest in property and you have to find the right way for you.
So the formula, by that it really means a recipe. There are certain things that have to go into that recipe to develop that formula. What are those key things?
Again, it gets down to my opinion, I guess, over the last 20 years of learning from mistakes from a lot of other people. And I do get down to some fundamentals that I believe in. For instance, when you invest in anything, you have to have an exit strategy. And clearly with property, that's selling. So I believe that when you sell, your property should appeal to a homeowner as well as an investor.
Is this because you need that exit strategy because you don't quite know what's going to happen? I mean, no one has a crystal ball, do they?
That's exactly right. There's no guarantee. So you never know when you need to sell and when you need to draw on the equity in that property. Mm. And you've always got to appeal to the wider range of people when you sell.
Okay, so that's the first part of it, and that's, you know, I guess being flexible and understanding that you need to have that exit strategy. Yeah. And that's not a negative thing either, is it? I mean, that to me just is good business.
It is, yeah. You've got to have a strategy, and if you don't appeal to homeowners as well as investors, you're appealing to a limited market when you put it on your property on the market. So you have to stay away from niche market properties, which don't appeal to a lot of homeowners.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got to make sure if you are buying it that you don't make it niche by making it too narrow.
Yeah, student accommodation, holiday accommodation, hotel rooms. You know, the properties, are what I say is they come with a great story about what makes them such a great investment.
Mm, yeah.
But a good story doesn't mean it's a great investment property.
So if an exit strategy is the first part of the formula, what else would you put in there?
Understanding the cash flow is vital. If you ask anyone that you know who owns an investment property, if they knew the cash flow before they bought, not one in 10 would say yes. But it's so important. And that's why so many people end up selling so quickly. And often the first time their accountant knows about them buying an investment property is when they do their tax. So they're not asking them for advice on the cash flow before they buy. They buy the property and then all of a sudden they realize they don't have any money left in their life because they didn't understand the figures.
This raises another interesting point too. We've talked about it quite often in the show, and that is building a team. You know, you've got to have a number of people around you. And that's why a lot of accountants don't know that someone's bought an investment property until tax time because they're not on the team.
And it's too late by then. And if you don't have an accountant that you can send the figures to on an investment property and they can run the numbers for you, then you don't have the right accountant. You need to get one who understands property if you want to be a property investor.
And is that a key question you would ask an accountant? Like, can you tell me, have you got a background in property? Do you believe in property?
Yes, and how many clients have you got that have got property? What's a tax variation form and how does that work? Because if they can't answer that, you're in trouble. Tell me about depreciation and how that works for me. How does that save me tax? And, you know, when you're just going someone to get your tax return processed, that's one thing. As soon as you become a property investor, you need more sophisticated advice.
So exit strategy, building a team, what else would you put into that formula?
Besides cash flow, it's getting the fundamentals right. So understanding that you need to buy the right property for the right location. So don't decide what the area needs. Buy what the area needs. You know, talk to the locals, talk to property managers about what's in demand in the area. It's no good buying a three-bedroom house with a single living area if the property is in demand in that area are four-bedroom homes with two living areas and a double garage. So you can't make up your own mind. You've got to listen to experts. And that's what people need to do. They need to decide if they're going to turn themselves into an expert or they're going to build a team around them, as you were just saying.
Wow, that's very, very valuable advice. Anything else in that formula?
I think really understanding that what works for someone else might not work for you. You know, people will often take advice from someone like a financial planner who might be on a high income or even their accountant, and they're saying to them, well, this is the kind of property you should be buying. You've always got to just keep in mind that that's based on their opinion, and what works for them may not work for you. It's really about matching properties. You know, buying an investment property is easy. Anyone listening to this can walk into their closest real estate office and that agent will sell them any property they've got in their books. So it's easy, but getting it right is not easy. You have to really match your circumstances to the property. So if you've got a big mortgage, the kind of property you might buy would be different from someone who's debt-free. You know, you have to look at it at every aspect of it and really put a plan together.
My guest is Michael Sloan, co-founder and managing director of The Successful Investor and author of the book, The Formula to Successful Property Investing. Hey, Ash, I think we might give away a few copies. What do you reckon? Let's give away, say, three of the six copies we've got. The first three callers through to give us a call on, where's that number? 131-873, 131-873. Tell us the name of the book, The Formula for Successful Property Investing. Don't like to make things too hard, Michael. give us a call and give us the name of the book, and we'll give it away to the first three callers. Hey, just before we go to a break, I just want to mention that last week I started to tell you about the Hathaway, which is a brilliant development that's happening right now in Auchenflower. You're going to get a chance to pop along to – I'll be there as well. I'd love to meet you. You're going to be able to catch up with the Managing Director for Velocity Property Group, Brendan Ansell, who will be there as well. And that's coming up on Friday, 26th of May, between 3 and 5 in the afternoon. We're going to actually shout you the opportunity to have a game of croquet. I don't know that I'll actually do that, but I'll watch you and we'll help you with all the rules. It's going to be held at the McIlwraith Croquet Club. Members are going to be there on hand to help you too. That's Friday, 26th of May. If you'd like to get along to that, absolutely free. Come along, catch up with us and have some afternoon tea and have a game of croquet and also look at the Hathaway. Send me an email if you like. Do it to kevin@realestatetalk.com.au, kevin@realestatetalk.com.au, and we'll forward on one of those invitations.